What's up, Cardboard Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Go GTS Live, the Hobbies Web Show. Hope you guys are doing well this evening. Thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit. I'm your host, Rob Bertrand. Joining me, as always, Chris Stuber over there, and that guy down there, James Gale. How are you boys doing this evening?
Doing well, Rob. Going into another weekend here. Kind of a nice week. Hope everything's going well for you, Rob, as well as James.
Oh, yeah. Having a great week.
Cool.
Chris, in light of what you had just told me, I think it's only fitting that we lead the audience in a rousing rendition of happy birthday to the one and only James.
Of course.
So, yes. A one, a two, a three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear James. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you both, gentlemen. It was yes. It was my birthday yesterday. Appreciated all the wonderful messages. Thank you both. I didn't expect you two to sing the full song.
We tried.
But you did, and it was really nice. Yeah. So thank you very much.
You deserve it, man.
This wonderful, cool hat, and I'm loving it very much. It's very comfortable. And
if I could do one of those party like noise makers, I would do it, but like, I don't have that ability. You
know? Where did your girlfriend take you to dinner?
We went to the Smokehouse in Burbank, which is a fun old restaurant that's been around since 1946. So it's an old haunt right across from one of the old movie studios.
Very old haunt. I mean, Black Dahlia old.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Very cool. Very
indeed.
Cool.
Indeed. Yes, it was fun.
What did you order, though? I didn't ask you that.
I had the barbecue meat trio, which was tri-tip, ribs, and chicken.
Beautiful.
Brisket. Brisket, you said?
Tri-tip.
Oh, nice. Love this brisket.
Awesome. It was tri-tip, which is kind of a popular cut out here in California, although I think it's all everywhere. But really, really good. Similar to brisket, although a little chewier. But
Cool.
Happy birthday and many more, my man.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A lot of good messages in the chat as well.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, James is a man of the people. Where do you want to go for your birthday, honey? Smokehouse.
James is a foodie.
He doesn't need foie gras and, seaweed, this and that. I mean, he's a foodie. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, he is.
But
he likes his, he's every other man.
He's as comfortable getting his fingers dirty and drinking a beer as anybody I've ever known. So
that's right. Awesome. I hadn't had ribs in a minute, so it was fun to have some ribs.
Awesome. Well, happy birthday. Love
Thanks
you, bro.
So much. Hey, thank you both.
All right. Well, on another note, GoGTS Live first aired on March 18th, 2016. So today is episode one of our ninth season, Master Episode 325. So thank you to all of our viewers.
And you've been involved with every single one. Is that correct, Rob?
I'd say maybe. I think I've missed less than 10. More than 5, but less than 10.
But you've been with it since
inception.
Okay. And James, you've been along for the ride for...
Since early
most
on.
Of it?
Yes.
Okay. I want to say like halfway into 2017, maybe?
I think 2018? Even before that. Because I remember I was helping. I was just sitting in to take screenshots of...
That's right.
I would do the screenshots of the box breaks and then do the tweets. So
you were handling social. That's right. You've been in almost from the beginning, too.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Two of the OGs. Okay.
Indeed, yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Beautiful.
All right. So... Go GTS Live Q of the Week poll with one of the answers having a typo.
I saw it later in the day. I saw it when I got off from work.
I'm like, people don't know. Those two darn letters are right next to each other.
Well, okay. So
there's some Rob, silly responses, of course.
Rob tried, but it all worked out in the end. So the question of the week was, has the recent hype and card releases of Caitlin Clark, the Cavender Twins, and Angel Reese increased your interest in the women's NCAA tournament? And answer one is yes. And answer two is, well, Bo, but 84 votes. 0.7% say Bo, Rob, and 39.3% say yes.
You know, I voted yes for the simple reason being is that I think it would be really cool if Angel Reese and Caitlin faced off against each other in the final. Is that even possible? Or are they on the same side?
They're in the
bracket?
Same bracket. They'd meet in like Elite Eight, I think, is how.
All right, then I vote no.
I have to look at the bracket, but I think my interest in women's basketball, Caitlin Clark is fantastic, but I love Juju Watkins, who plays for USC. And she's phenomenal. And what she's doing as a freshman is even more impressive than what Caitlin Clark did as a freshman. And to think that we have three more years possibly of Juju Watkins, who knows? She could be chasing Caitlin Clark at some point for the scoring record.
Now, and I checked the roster for Miami Hurricanes women's basketball. I think the Cavender Twins left.
They did. Yep.
The program, right? To make
they
some
did. They signed with WWE at one point, but then I haven't heard anything more about them.
Get out. WWE. Are you serious?
They did, yeah.
Wow.
But they're all over the place. So I really
don't know. They're making NIL money, that's for sure. And we'll talk about them a little bit later in hobby happenings. But I know that Leaf had some cards of them that fared very well, garnered a lot of interest, so I included them in there. I suppose I could have thrown
they
a little
some,
juju
they currently
in there.
Have some Cavender Twins cards for sale, Leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Open. Well, what about you, James?
Yes, I voted yes because I'm a page back. Paige Beckers fan. She's from the Twin Cities. She plays for UConn.
UConn, yeah.
And so her autographs are in a lot of these new upcoming sets, and I've had my eye on them, and they sell for a lot. They don't sell for Caitlin Clark prices, but they sell for a decent amount. But
good player. Yeah, good player.
She's a great player, and she's a killer. She's got a little Kobe in her, and that's what I like. She can, like, get buckets. And cool. Her autograph is pretty expensive, but there's more of them coming out, so it's price is coming down to where I'm able to grab one. But I'm getting excited because I think one of you reposted on the Go GTS Live account this new, I think it's a Bowman product, and it's got the die cut hoop swish.
Oh, isn't that cool looking
with the autograph on it? Those,
oh yeah,
those are super sharp,
gorgeous, yeah. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous,
yeah.
All right, cool. Well, if you haven't done so already, please vote yes or bo on your level of interest in the NCAA women's tournament and putting it into the context of a lot of the recent card hype that we've seen around some of these tremendous female athletes. And we'll update the poll question later in the program. But for now, gonna dive into this week's hobby happening segment. We've got several stories to talk about, so we'll cue it right up with a look at this week's hobby happenings. Speaking of Juju's, USC commit Julian Juju Lewis is now an exclusive Leaf trading card partner as the top-ranked prospect expands his NIL portfolio. Months after he signed his first NIL partnership with Leaf Trading Cards, top 2025 high school recruit Julian Juju Lewis of Carrollton High School in Georgia has expanded upon that deal with the brand to be exclusive in nature. The multi-year exclusive partnership with Leaf continues to position the USC commit as one of the most promising future brand ambassadors in sports.
And just an update on that, Rob, I did see before we came on tonight, and I didn't see the hobby happenings before right now, that Juju actually decommitted from USC.
Oh, really?
And Georgia and Alabama seem to be the favorites for him to attend. So,
oh, so he might be staying more local.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, so you got to figure the hometown dogs are going to go after him hard now that he's decommitted. Oh.
I wonder why he decommitted. I'm kind of curious about that, but that always happens. However, USC has one strong schedule coming up this year. So
maybe that had something to do with
it. Possibly. I don't know. But it's interesting. This year's three Baseball Hall of Fame inductees appeared on a recent episode of MLB's hobby theme show, Card It. Each ripped a pack of 2006 Topps Baseball. Who found the best card? Watch this.
So I got a couple packs of Topps 2006. I'm going to open them up and see who we got.
So I got here Juan Encarnacion, who's able to throw a ball really hard with one finger. Amazing. I don't know how he did it, but he did.
Kenny Rogers. Lefty, Texas. Faced Kenny quite a bit. He was a crafty lefty, and he was always coming up with different ways to get you out. Melvin Mora, he could put the bat on the ball, it seemed like, any time that he wanted. But, yeah, good player.
So Mickey Mantle, I play with him.
Oh, here you go, Ryan Klesko. I played against Ryan a lot when he was in San Diego. Great guy. He could hit the ball, and he had some great power, and he hit the ball the other way pretty good, too.
Nook Logan. Nook Logan was probably one of the fastest base runners that have ever played the game. Unbelievable talent.
Okay, let me open another one. I got here Jack Wilson. I got lucky to play with this guy. Jack was one of the best hands I ever seen defensively.
We got the whole Minnesota Twins squad right here, so I'll have to see my my own mug on here. Nicky Punto jumps out at me. Great teammate, Lou Ford. There's a guy I enjoyed too.
Well, there's Tony La Russa. He was fun to play against. His guys played the way I like. I like to play, and I like my teammates to play.
Andy Pettit with the Astros this year. Saw him quite a bit with the Yankees. Always a tough day. It was game three of the 2009 postseason. And it was a tie ball game, and I ended up hitting an RBI single off of him. And in the Metrodome back then, we raised the curtain in right field, so we had over 60,000 fans, screaming fans in the Metrodome, so the noise just couldn't go anywhere. He told me that was one of the loudest environments he's ever been in, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, Mascot has teamed up with TikTok in the United States. Now sellers can tap into TikTok's massive audience of over 170 million active users in the U.S., further enhancing the number one rated inventory management solution for trading cards in the hobby. Here's more from Jeff Wilson at Sports Card Investor.
Mascot is the leading inventory management solution in the hobby, and it's what we rely on here at Cards HQ to inventory thousands and thousands of cards. And now Mascot connects with TikTok Shop. So I'm going to go through the process here of linking Mascot to our TikTok Shop account for Cards HQ. Let me go ahead and click that link your account button. All right, I'm now over on TikTok Shop, and if I click this button, Mascot and TikTok Shop are now connected. Now let's see how easy it is to send a card listing over to TikTok. Now I've gone back into my collection here in Mascot, and let me check a few cards that I'd like to sell over on TikTok Shop. Click the sell selected button and confirm my bulk listing. And there you go. I have now successfully synced those cards over to TikTok, and I can now sell them on TikTok. Mascot has truly become the leading inventory management system for the trading card hobby. They've got integrations with all the major grading companies and many marketplaces. Check out Mascot and their new connection with TikTok Shop today.
After some much maligned criticism, hybrid grading approach, better known as HGA, came under new leadership 5 months ago and has made several changes to the company operations. Last week, the company sent an email announcement and also posted its length contents on their website. Perhaps of most note, eliminating subgrades from the announcement, our research indicates a divide in preferences concerning subgrades, While some customers appreciate them, a growing number do not. We're observing a trend within the industry away from subgrades, which streamlines the grading process and results in a higher frequency of grades at the top of the scale. This move favors a simpler system where a 10 becomes more common as opposed to a 9.5 gem mint. You can read the full statement, including all changes, on the company's website at hybridgrading.com.
Well, the fall from grace of Russell Wilson's once promising NFL career has left many collectors holding the bag in a pretty big way. The most expensive Russell Wilson card of all time has been on quite the ride. His 2012 National Treasures Gold RPA and a PSA 10 sold in November of 2020 for $72,500. Sold again in April of 2021 for $43,200, and then again in September of 2023 for $9,038. Its current estimated value is about $5,850. So looking at the math, in that three-year span, its change in value is negative $66,652.20. Or 91.93% in the negative. Now, interestingly enough, over this same time period, the entire football card market is up 34.64%, making this loss all the worse. Can Russ turn his value around with the Steelers, or will this card only tank even further? Time will tell.
On a more positive note, Rob, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is having a great season, and collectors are taking notice. Card Ladder points out that his 2018 National Treasures rookie patch autographed, numbered to 99 in a BGS9 with a 10 auto, set an all-time high with it sold for $22,000 on March 10th via best offer on eBay. That's an increase over 973%. Since its first recorded sale in February of 2020.
Well, many of you know, and all of you should know, who Eric Hecker is. He is one of the most genuine, helpful, and generous and positive voices in the hobby. If you don't know him by name, you may know him through his work, the hashtag RACK for Random Acts of Kindness, or Rippin for the Cure. CBS News in Pittsburgh recently featured a segment on his efforts with the much-deserved spotlight of someone making a difference every day. Watch this.
It's spring training for Major League Baseball, and fans are getting fired up for the regular season. One local family of sporting enthusiasts is stepping up to the plate to help others and give back in a very unique way. Here's Kim Gable on a positive note.
It's an impressive assortment for any sports fan. Eric Hecker collects baseball cards and memorabilia. And he also gives them away. The box is piled up in his Irwin home, proof of the passion that's become a big hit. Every day since January of 2021, he's recognized what he calls a rack of the day. Rack for Random Act of Kindness. Followers nominate community heroes on Twitter, and the winner gets a prize, like the items you see here. He hasn't missed a day in 3.5 years.
The reason for that is, again, just the community that's been built through this. I have a group of 17 other individuals all around the country that help me with this on a monthly basis. And it's a lot of fun. And I think, again, it's brought credibility to the work that we're doing.
Eric also happens to be the director for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of Western PA and West Virginia. When fundraising became a challenge during the pandemic, he drafted a new way to cover the bases. It's called a break. Players purchase a team and any cards or memorabilia that's pulled during a live stream. Well, you get those items. This is last year's break, called Rippin' for the Cure. Eric will hold another on May 18th. Donate to the foundation and get a chance to win stuff from a treasure chest full of fun and fandom.
And even if they don't get something, they're still excited because they know that they've made an impact on folks you know, that are battling these diseases.
If you score something you're not thrilled with,
they'll tell me, send it to somebody else, you know, and perfectly happy to do that because, again, it's that sense of community and belonging that we all are seeking.
And his big goals have resulted in some big checks, all to find a cure and a better quality of life for people with Crohn's and colitis. His wife, Kristen, is amazed at the evolution of it all.
And seeing him so passionate about baseball cards and, you know, the group that he's formed with these other men and women in this collection, and it makes me really proud of him.
And the heart behind the hobby beats among the younger generation as well, including their six-year-old son Landon, not only dad's helper but equally enthusiastic about playing and paying it forward.
They're so grateful. Yeah, it makes us feel really good to help others.
With a family whose mission is in full swing this season, this is Kim Gable on a positive note.
You can follow Eric, if you're not, on X at E.S. Hecker. That's H-E-C-K-E-R.
Here's a reminder of some of the absolute epic bounties currently active in the market. First, we have the Luka Doncic, one-of-one Black Prism rookie with a $1.5 million payout from High Roller Shine. Then we have the Connor Bedard, one-of-one from DA Card World for a cool $1 million. Next, a very specific inscription autograph of Tom Brady, numbered 12 of 50, 12 being, well, Brady's number. The card's inscription is, "If baseball doesn't work out, there's always football." A private collector is willing to pony up $500,000 for the card. And the Anthony Volpe MLB debut patch, one of one, still has yet to be pulled. And DA Card World is offering $150,000 for that one. And lastly, but certainly not least, well, maybe least in monetary value, but still $100,000 payout, is the yet to be pulled Jordan Walker debut MLB patch, one of one, with DA Card World again offering the bounty for this one.
A lot of money out there. Oh,
keep on ripping, my man. Let's go.
There you go. Sports Collectors Daily reports that Topps has now signed a deal to produce official trading cards and stickers for Team GB, the brand under which the Great Britain and Northern Ireland Olympic team operates. Under the terms of the exclusive relationship, which runs until 2028, Topps will be the sole distributor of official retail and online trading cards featuring Team GB's roster of current athletes and former Olympians. The agreement comes just ahead of the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, and a box set product has already been released via Topps UK. In addition to traditional packs, cards will be offered via the Topps Now platform.
SC Daily reports that Topps NIL deals with numerous college athletes has led to its first ever Bowman U March Madness product. Developed through its Now platform and licensed by the NCAA, the online offering debuted Monday. Topps is offering packs of 8 cards with one guaranteed autograph from a list that includes men's Player of the Year Zach Eddy of Purdue and women's Player of the Year Caitlin Clark. Packs contain autos along with 6 base cards and a parallel number to 99 or less for $139.99. They are available today on the Topps website. Also, be on the hunt for dual autograph cards, which are found in every 10 packs and include this stunner of both aforementioned NCAA Players of the Year.
That's pretty cool. Quick note on that. I think I meant to type available through today. So you still have a couple hours left if that's of any interest. And James, I know your girl has autos in these.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll look for them.
Speaking of March Madness, how's this for a timely pull by Wolf Breaks this week? The Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese one-of-one dual autograph card from Bowman's Best. Awesome card.
That's a banger. It really is. The collectibles guru on X made a good observation this week. The most recent issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids features a rookie card of Tiger Woods' son, Charlie. We're just talking about Charlie not too long ago. As you may know, Tiger also had a rookie card, an SI for kids in 1996. A BGS 10 pristine copy of the card sold for $55,000 in 2021. Charlie's rookie can be currently bought for between $20 and $30, which could prove to be a steal if you believe in the athlete pedigree. However, the pressure for this poor kid has to be insane, as evidenced by his 12-stroke performance on a par 4 hole in a recent PGA Tour pre-qualifier. All the best with Charlie, though. I mean, that's just a lot to live up to with Tiger as your dad.
That's where we'd play the sad trombone.
Yeah, well, if it doesn't work out on the tour, there's always mini golf to enjoy for fun for a kid. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be tough playing the same sport as one Tiger Woods. Yeah. Certified Collectibles Group, the parent company of CGC Grading, announced that it has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire James Spence Authentication, otherwise known as JSA, who has long been one of the hobby's leading autograph authenticators. The combination of CG and JSA will provide collectors and dealers with a seamless solution to have autograph collectibles authenticated, graded, and encapsulated by the world's top experts. The Spences and JSA co-owner Mark Pepitone will continue to run JSA operations.
Last week, Leaf Trading Cards hosted an exclusive break on Whatnot with the Cavender Twins after the Queens of NIL sat down for an autograph signing session. Now, one lucky winner will be able to score some Cavender signed swag simply by liking and commenting on the YouTube video and then post a screenshot of your comment on the applicable post on Leaf's X account. The winner will be announced tomorrow, so hurry, post a screenshot underneath this tweet.
Yeah, that's not the prize. I just really like the card. I just want to throw that out there.
What's not to like?
Yeah, exactly. It's a great card.
Yeah.
Well, prices for Connor Bedard's Young Guns have returned to earth. 2 weeks ago, the key rookie card of the Chicago Blackhawks generational talent was trading for $1,200 and in some cases slightly more. The same card can now be regularly purchased for under $400. Sal Berry took a deep dive into the topic on his blog, Puck Junk. And that's a look at this week's hobby happenings.
So are we saying that Connor Bedard Young Guns is junk now?
No, definitely not junk, just not as hot as it once was.
It really is amazing, though, like release week, how much the singles of just these hyped players go for. And then after that, it just
save yourself $800 2 weeks later. Right?
I mean, I always go 4 to 6 weeks after a release. That's when I buy, because that's where it kind of settles.
There's a couple of comments that I saw is throughout here, and I wanted to respond. First, I want to show this and wish Kimberly a big congratulations. How about that? I want a CJ Stroud cyber meet and greet for Fanatics. It happens this Monday, and I also get an autograph football.
That's
very
awesome.
Cool.
That's fun.
Kimberly.
Yeah.
Also, is it just me, or does the longer, not the longer, is the Baseball Hall of Fame starting to resemble the Football Hall of Fame in the sense that they've both turned into halls of good?
Baseball is becoming more of a joke, because when you don't have players like Barry Bonds in there or Roger Clemens, and I know the
Sammy Sosa, Rafael Palmeiro, if
even
any
Rose,
500 home run guy is off the list, how about the only 500 3000 guy in Palmeiro?
I
get it,
but when you have Harold Baines in the Hall of Fame but Barry Bonds and Pete Rose are not, there's scandal, controversy, allegations are always out there with players. but you cannot tell this story specifically in baseball without those guys being in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, put them in a special wing if you feel you absolutely must for your integrity. But in particular, I mean, Beltre, to me, great player, not a Hall of Famer.
Ooh, I'll disagree.
Todd Helton, great player, not a Hall of Famer. Joe Mauer, great player, borderline Hall of Famer. Yeah. Argument to be made either way. I don't know. I think it gets watered down, or the criteria seems like less and less every year. It's like they feel like if they don't put somebody in, like the whole town's going to go belly up because people won't be making the trudge up there once a year. I mean, I don't know. It just is weird to me.
Yeah, I never. Well, Joe Mauer, I mean, he's an interesting situation because he did have like a 5 to 6 year stretch there where he was one of the best in baseball. And he did switch positions from catcher to first base. And then you also look at a guy like Todd Helton. He played in Colorado and he kind of benefited from playing in Colorado.
Then get rid of the franchise. If that's going to be held against him, Chris, get rid of the franchise.
Well, war is too much of a big deal anymore in baseball, and all the analytics play a big part in it. And when you go by a guy's war and you look at his maybe impact over a certain stretch, and during that certain stretch, if he had big impact numbers, that's why they're letting guys go in. But when you just overlook a lot of these great players who just are not going to get in because of allegations and, you know, even more worse than that, just admitting to using steroids. I don't know. I just don't take it seriously. I don't think football, though. I still think that's pretty much a true Hall of Fame. I mean, you have to be pretty special to get into the Football Hall of Fame, I think. They may let some guys in there who are kind of questionable, but I think overall they do a pretty good job of getting certain players in there.
All right.
I mean, is there a certain player that you look at in football that you question it?
I think I would look at a lot of them, to be honest.
Really?
I think if I were to pull up the last 4 or 5 years worth of inductees, I think I could easily make a case for half of the class being ineligible.
There's still players out there who I think should be in and have been on the ballot for many years and for whatever reason are not in. I mean, I'll bring it close to home for me being an Eagles fan. Eric Allen is a Hall of Famer. What he did in his career is unbelievable. But I think they usually get it right for the most part. There may be some guys that snuck in, but I feel comfortable with the Canton.
Here's another scenario. Had Omar Vizquel played in the era of Ozzie Smith, Omar Vizquel would be in the Hall of Fame. The position changed thanks to Ripken, Jeter, Nomar. It became a run-producing position and not simply speed, average, fielding. And so I think a guy like at one time, based on a certain set of criteria, Omar Vizquel would be in the Hall of Fame. He suffers from playing in an era that also saw those other three shortstops and the position change. So I don't know. It's weird to me, but I thought this Hall of Fame class for baseball was weak.
I always thought that they should kind of separate it or have it in segments. And I always said there should be a platinum, a gold, a silver, a bronze kind of wings. So because not every Hall of Famer is
created
equal.
There you go.
You have that kind of thing where you maybe have like the top 20 players of all time in a platinum wing. So you celebrate them more than guys in the gold and the silver and the bronze wing. And then let the Hall of Famers who are actually in the Hall of Fame vote on who are the top players who deserve to be in those wings, and then maybe readjust it every 5 to 10 years if someone great comes along, and then you maybe bounce one to the gold wing when someone else in there who's actually better goes ahead of them.
I want James to weigh in on this, but real quick, I saw this comment from Kristen, a la Don Mattingly and Dale Murphy. Absolutely. In fact, one of the favorite interviews that I had an opportunity to do on the old Cardboard Connection radio was with Dale Murphy. And whenever an athlete of his tenure can say, to you, you know, I've never been asked that before. That's pretty impressive to be able to pull out a question like that. And it was my question. And this is what I asked him. I said, Dale, I said, one of the knocks on your statistical accomplishments came in the last couple of years of your career when your average really took a dip. Mm-hmm. I said, would you trade those last 2 years of playing ball to be in the Hall of Fame? And his answer was no, that he loved the game just too much. That wasn't about the final accolades. It was about the enjoyment of playing the game, being with the guys, et cetera, et cetera. But I mean, you could definitely make a case that both of those guys are deserving. It's really is weird. But James, how do you weigh in on this? I mean, I know you're a bit of a homer, but what do you think? Joe Mauer, was that, I mean, you saw it and, like,
it was
absolutely
fun to watch him in that video with his thick Minnesota accent talking about so I it was nostalgic for me. But I think I agree in that this in the sense that they need to update the museum. Because that's what it is. It's a museum. And I don't know, every 10, like a wing for every decade or era or something like that. Because I'd sit here and argue for Johan Santana making it into the Hall of Fame, even though he didn't have the longest career. He had a
three or four incredibly, the best, right?
Like super, super dominant stretch. So I don't know. Again, I mean, we're at a point where, I mean, you can make arguments for and against everybody unless they're like super blue chip, like what Mariano Rivera or Derek Jeter, when he, is he in yet?
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, stuff like that. So it's tough.
I think it only exists so we can have conversations.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
have either one of you guys gone to Cooperstown?
I have not been to Cooperstown.
No. Yeah.
It's a great place. I was there once, but I mean, I could spend a whole week there. It's just amazing. But they really do have to update that. And I think it's just criminal to me to leave certain players out, because like I said, you cannot tell the story of baseball without certain guys. And it just, that's what that is. It's a museum. You have to learn about baseball, and you want to learn through all the errors, and you want to learn
the steroid error. It just never happened. Bud Selig turned a blind eye and was too busy just being happy that attendance was going through the roof. I mean, it's just, it's a joke.
It's amazing. Like, didn't they make money during the steroid era? So everything was good in baseball at that time.
You right.
know, a lot of people say, I missed a steroid era because they actually hit home runs and they actually had more power. And that's what fans wanted to see. So, I mean, everyone did it during that time. And players who are actually in the Hall of Fame now, who are perceived as being clean, I guarantee that they had some kind of juicing at some point during that era.
Yeah, for sure, right? All right, it's interesting. I went off on a tangent. I'll reel it back into our regularly scheduled.
Well, the Hall of Fame is debatable. It really is.
It was fun watching those guys open baseball cards, though. I always get a kick out of that. All right, so we've got some three breaks tonight for our box break segment. We're going to kick it off with 2022-23. So last year's version of Parkhurst Champions, although this just came out this week, it's a new release. I pre-broke this box and I actually had to take some notes. So there's some interesting things in here.
Ooh.
Like Easter eggs or?
I think there was some Easter eggs. There was some things that I had to check on first and foremost.
Parkhurst is new to me, although I'm sure it's a kind of an older brand maybe that they've brought back. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of similar to, say, when Topps does a T206 kind of thing.
Very similar. In fact, it was like a retail only release for
I remember doing those old retail solicitations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now it's a hobby release.
Okay.
And I think the original product came out in 51, if I remember correctly.
They had some in the early 90s as well, Parkhurst.
But so you do get an auto or a memorabilia card in every box, but it's really not one of those products. It's there's a lot of other stuff to it. In fact, you get a rookie in every pack. So Trey Fix Walensky, Adam Roska, Brandon Biro, Lucas Dostal, Alec Vlasic, Caden Korzic, Mads Sogard, Caden Gool, Nikita Okotiuk, Ben Myers, Maddie Beniers, Ronnie Attard, Jordan Harris, Mitchell Chaffee, Philip Hellander, Noah Cates for your Flyers, Braden Schneider, Carson Meyer, Valtteri Pustinen.
Nice. Nicely done.
Mark Kastelic. I don't have problem too much of the time with the Scandinavians. I'm good.
Good.
Riley Walsh. It's more the Eastern Europeans. And then Silver Parallels rookies for Andre Kuzmenko and Trey Fix Walensky. And the RC base silvers are 1 in 27. So nice. Less than one per box, and we got two.
Nice. And guys, really quick, the post for Parkhurst is out on the GoGTS Live X account. So go ahead right now and repost it and make sure you're following us to have a chance to win.
And if go ahead, Chris, I think this is one of those menu.
It is. Yep, it is.
Go ahead and tell people what the box break is while I get this next batch ready.
No problem. So one autograph or memorabilia card in every box, as well as four base set rookies and or legends SP cards, four base set rainbow parallels, eight inserts. Now the eight inserts are four jukebox heroes, tomorrow's riches, 50s flashbacks, and or wire image cards, and then 1951 retro cards. Then you got two base set color variations, one base set gold rainbow parallel, and one additional hit. You can definitely count on Upper Deck with the menus.
Can you pull up the product breakdown for me? I want to see what they define the SP rookies as. I'm thinking it might, I don't know if it's everybody over 300, card number 300, because if that's the case, we ended up pulling.
I've got it up here.
You got it?
Base set rookie SPs 301
to 325. 301 to 320. Oh, yeah, we did pull.
That's one in seven. Yeah, one in seven is what it says here. The silver parallels from 301 to 325 are one in 27 packs.
Nice.
And then color variation, one in 267, and then the reds are to 51.
Nice.
Okay, so we even pulled some rookie SPs. Very cool. Mm-hmm. We pulled silvers for a bunch of veterans, Mikhail Sergachev, Jeff Carter, Moritz Seider, Elias Pettersson, Andre Vasilevsky, Brandon Holtby, John Tavares, Charlie McAvoy, Patrice Bergeron, Zach Hyman, Riley Smith, Shane Gotsespierre, Gabriel Landeskog, Leon Draisaitl, Carter Verhaeghe. I don't know. That one always gets me. Thomas Chabot, Patrick Laine, and Adam Fox.
350 card base set. So
definitely a set collector product for sure. All right. Now I got to for sure pull some notes over here. Okay.
I have booklets in this too. That's a big hit.
I know. That's pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, really?
How about color variations? You get two of those in a box. So to give you an idea of why it's a color variation. So there you go. Can you see the border differential there and the background difference? So that's what indicates a color variation.
Do they put it on the back? Do they have like
Course they do.
I bet they do. Yep. Look at that.
But what's interesting is we got two of them. So that was Michael Bunting and Alex Petrangelo. One says color variation. The other says color variant.
Huh.
And yet I went back and I'm like, yeah, there is no
difference. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no difference. So I thought that was kind of just a little bit of an anomaly. And then we have some what are called rainbow parallels. So as you might imagine, they're shiny.
Ah, we like shine.
Jordan Kyrou.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Vajmelka.
That looks about right.
Jesse Puljujärvi. Now, what was interesting there, the rainbow is missing on that one.
Huh.
The top right-hand corner.
They had a tough time, I guess, Rob. You know, it's I don't know.
Different. One second. Yeah, and then we got one more rainbow. That was Philip Horneck. Okay. Then we got some fun inserts.
Love it.
Inserts.
Yeah. Yeah, they look cool on the sell sheet. Hey, that's fun.
So 51 retros. Riley Walsh.
What's the size difference of those compared to the regular standard cards?
I'd say they're a third.
Third.
And they're a little bit wider than, say, a mini that you're used to seeing.
Yeah, they are a little bit wider than a mini for sure.
Mm, yep.
I like it, though. I kind of like that width.
I do, too. And then, let's see, Matt Zuccarello.
Yeah, so we got cool.
Two of those. And then this was pretty cool insert. Tomorrow's Riches die cuts.
Yeah, they're on the sell sheet.
Yes, okay, cool. Yeah. Those are fun.
Kent Johnson. And Alexander Holtz.
Nice. Okay. They still have sheen to them, yeah.
And then we have Wire Images. Jordan Eberle.
Cool. A little black and light, black and white with a little flash to it. I like it.
And some guy named Connor McDivid.
Yeah. Some dude.
All right. 1 in 20 Legends SP of the legend. Wayne Gretzky.
You better watch out. Alexander Ovechkin's coming after him pretty hard. I'll tell you that. 50 goals away, Rob.
We pulled a Mitch Marner jersey card.
Nice.
We pulled another mini 51 retro. But this is one of the wrapper backs.
And yeah, these are Peter Bondra.
1 in 40 of Peter Bondra.
Cool. Oh,
nice. Yeah, I love the backs.
Old school, man. Like that. Totally retro.
Yeah, I like that.
One in every other box. And then we're just going to go, next couple cards, we just keep going up. Wire Image Gold Parallel, 1 in 115.
Packs. Cool.
Matt Boldy.
Yeah, that's neat.
That's fun.
He's a wild man.
Wild, I was going to say. Yeah.
And then a boom, simply because of the odds. A Brandon Tracy rookie gold rainbow. That's 1 in 534 packs.
Wow.
Nice. That's awesome.
That's a banger. Yeah.
And I'm going to pull back one of those regular rainbows so you can see the differentiation in the gold. And it's in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sneaky, though.
It is sneaky. It
right,
is
sneaky. Yeah.
But
again,
they help you out. They help you out.
All right.
Okay. So, first off, we're going to have two, let's call them fun lots.
All right.
Okay. From a random assortment from this stack. And then, so these other five cards. We're going to do let's see. We're going to do the jersey and the gold. And the big hitter with the SP. And I'm going to do that. So I'm going to do the Mitch Marner jersey lot and the rookie Gretzky lot. Okay, so one winner will get these two, and another winner will get these three.
Okay, so we're doing fun lot one, fun lot two, jersey and a gold together, and then a Mitch Marner jersey lot. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, just call it the Mitch Marner jersey lot and the gold rainbow rookie lot.
Gold rainbow rookie lot. So we got four winners from this.
Four winners.
Okay. You got it.
I think that's good, huh?
Yeah, that sounds good. They're fun cards. They really are. Now, you got to be paying attention to the backs because they are sneaky.
They are sneaky.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cool. I mean, it's not every day that you pull a 1-in-534 pack.
No, and you know what? Are any of these cards numbered? Were any of those?
None of them were numbered. That was the other. That's why I had to go to the product breakdown. And sometimes you guys might need to do that as well, especially with Upper Deck product. And you can always find them on GoGTS.net. The product breakdown will show you the odds for all the base cards, all the parallels, all the inserts, etc., etc.
Nice.
All right. Got a shipment from Panini. A couple new releases last week. Better late than never. And so we are happy to tee off first with Elite NBA.
Nice.
Can't go wrong there, Rob.
No.
And guys, the post is on the GoGTS Live X account. Go ahead right now and repost it and make sure you're following us to have a chance to win the hits.
And there's a $1.5 million bounty on the black one of one, Luca.
Oh, wow.
Not from this set. No, no, no. That was his rookie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wish.
That was from Prism.
That was from his Prism rookie year, not from this year's set of Donner's Elite.
So that card from his rookie year still hasn't been pulled.
I thought it had been, yeah.
Interesting.
I guess not. Yeah.
So in every box of Elite guys, you get two autographed cards, 10 inserts, parallels, also six base or base rookie parallels, and two base rookies. Six packs. Shuffle them up. There we go.
This is one of those products where they put them in like backwards. Yeah. Spellbound.
Yeah.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, if you like the
kind of a cool, that's a pretty cool little design element, how they drop the art. So they're kind of shadowed out, but I like that. That's kind of cool.
They thought that through. Yep.
There he is.
Oh, you're gonna be flipping, Rob. Yeah.
The Craftsman.
Yeah, he's crafty.
The Joker. Is that the Joker? There's only two of them. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Who would have thought there's two Nikola Jokics?
Well, yeah, you're flipping with
Jovic.
I know.
Yeah.
Bryce Sensabaugh.
That looks like something there. That looks like a gold vinyl or something.
Like a, No.
No? Wow.
The yellow.
All right.
An unnumbered yellow. Oh, hello. I mean, here I'm.
Hello. That looks like a vinyl.
Did they tell us? No, they didn't.
Steve Nash.
Yeah, he's good.
Draymond Green. Bones Highland. Chris Paul.
Hey, Chris Paul Warriors. Mm-hmm. Marcus Smart Grizz.
That looks weird. Yeah.
We're going to see players in their new uniforms. That's fun.
Yeah.
It's Chris Paul. Chris Paul, did he get bought out, or
I think he's still.
Is he still? Does he play minutes with them? I haven't paid attention to the Warriors at all, as you can see. Let's go look at their latest box score. Wow, they haven't played in a few days.
I don't like that the base cards are in the back and the good stuff's in the.
Yep, front. He plays and he comes off the bench. Good for
Chris Paul. Switched it up, yeah.
Okay. Jordan Walsh.
Huh.
Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Derek Jones Jr. James Harden.
Yeah.
Kobe White.
He's having a great season.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Yeah. I guess you get one per pack of these yellow.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. They look like they're more than what they are, I guess. Yeah.
Full Throttle Giannis.
Ew.
Hey.
New breed. Azur Thompson.
That's a good one.
Yep. That's a sell sheet cover boy.
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
With
that's
his brother,
awesome.
Too. His brother's fantastic. Pretty much awesome all the time. Yeah.
I haven't been paying attention to the Pistons. He's been playing.
Yeah, he gets some PT. They basically traded everyone. They have to play some of the young guys.
I know Cade's been doing fine, but
he's basically their whole offense.
Yeah. Oh, he's not the medical. He was hurt in his last game. He was out.
Paolo Banchero.
Yeah, there he is.
Rui Hachimura. Mikal Bridges.
That's a cool picture.
Davion Mitchell. Terry Rozier III.
Ooh.
Elite Series. Donovan Mitchell.
That's fun.
We have some acetate goodness.
Rudy.
Glass Masters.
And he's in the cool jersey. Yep. He's in those whatever jerseys.
Are they City Connects? Read. Is that what they are?
Yeah. It's my guy right here.
Is there a layer? Nice. What is that? Just
it's a Monopoly one, huh? Yeah, nice.
Is that a?
Ooh, yeah. What is that? Is that part of the design? Yeah.
Or do they peel?
I don't know. Looks like it got maybe
or
a little
back.
Do I see silver there on the? Do I see silver on the back there?
Miscut.
Or maybe just like the some of the silver got like onto the edge there.
That product's out this week. Here, I'll look on eBay and see if
because looks like there's
Glass
silver.
Masters acetate.
Looks like there's silver on the bottom there. Maybe like some of the silver got on the edge.
Yeah, there's some silver there too.
Yeah, just some sort of bleeding.
It does. It looks like See, others don't. I think that might be a damaged. Just based on what I see here on eBay,
or just print.
Yeah,
something like that.
Got a numbered rookie to 75 of Tristan Vukovic.
Yeah.
There it is.
Chris Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem.
Kareem.
Cole Anthony.
Hey.
Anthony
Edwards.
In their City Connect uniforms.
Yep.
Kevin Love.
In the Heat jersey. Heat. Did he resign with them? He must have.
And we've got Craftsman. Amen. Thompson. Rookie. Yeah.
Nice.
Ew.
Boban. That's fun.
Boban.
Oh, that's just a fun one.
Impressions.
Yep.
Oh, that's
fun.
Cool. Yeah.
Ooh,
and then, let's see. Purple number to 49, Max Strus. Strus.
Nice.
Boban's fun.
Yeah, he is. Not just a basketball player, but an actor. Prolific commercial actor.
Yeah.
He's also, I saw him in one of those John Wick movies. Old Keanu beat him up, but not after he threw some punches in a library, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Him and Tobias Harris are like best friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Boban's cool. And he's buddies with Luka, I believe, right?
Yeah, he is.
They played together early on. Yeah. We love Boban.
Ayo. Benedict.
All the Wolves are in their City Connect in all the pictures. I love it.
Tim Hardaway Jr., Harrison Barnes, Craftsman, Scott Scoot Henderson.
Is that one die cut? Or are they all die cut? Or no, never mind. There's one behind it. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Got two die cut cards.
Oh, cool.
Oh, there you go.
Hey.
There's Mr. Dick.
Yep.
He's popular.
Yeah, Nelly is, yeah.
Uh-huh. He had a memeable moment this week.
He did, yeah.
Google it.
Viral.
What do you think was supposed to be down in that...
A number?
Yeah.
A number?
Mm-hmm.
That's not numbered? No? Wow.
Should it have been, you think? Is that what's missing down there in that starburst at the bottom?
I think so. Maybe. That looks like a gold or like an orange. Yeah.
Well, here we can bring up the...
Is that gold or orange, you think, Rob?
Orange.
Orange.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was supposed to be serial numbered.
Yeah, that's a 101. Hey, we can name it whatever we want. It's 101.
Ooh, that's a
person. How about a die-cut base parallel numbered 1 of 22 of Chris Middleton?
That's awesome.
Okay, just an update. That was a Craftsman orange, right, Rob?
I believe so, yeah.
So they're not numbered.
They're not numbered.
But they are die cut.
But what?
They're die cut. Yeah, they're not numbered.
What is that for then? Well, all the numbering I've seen has been on the front, number one.
Right.
Maybe they couldn't do it because of the die cutting, but it just seems so... It seems random. Like something's missing there.
Yeah, it's random. I have no idea, but there's no numbering on the orange die cuts.
Okay. Last pack.
Yeah, there they are. I see them.
Just say it's a 101, eBay 101. Mm-hmm.
So. There you go. De'Aaron Fox, Andrew Wiggins, Tobias Harris, Jrue Holiday, Rudy Gobert, Spellbound, Luca.
That's cool. Oh, they even have the accent mark over top of the C. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's neat. Nice little addition there.
How about a full throttle die cut of Kevin Durant?
That's like a gold, maybe, or an orange.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
They're not numbering orange die cuts.
Yeah, nope.
They said no way.
Josh Hart.
We're going to fool you. Nope.
Said, yeah.
All right.
That was a fun rip.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's see. I'm going to do one shiny lot and... the autos to one winner each. So three winners.
You got it.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. We've been to the rink, to the hardwood. Suppose we'll finish it off on the gridiron.
Alrighty.
With Illusions Football. 10 packs, 5 cards per pack, 3 autos, and 2 memorabilia cards. So, like, one of them hit things in every other pack.
You also get 5 numbered trophy collection parallels and also 10 acetate or
micro
etch insert parallels.
This is where we're... Yes, I knew there was a set out there made by Panini that focused on acetate inserts.
Uh-huh.
I just always forget what it is, and it is illusion.
Are trophy parallels new?
Does
it say?
No, it doesn't say if it's new.
Trophy collection.
Right? I remember trophy collection like from the 90s, and like Pinnacle and all that. So maybe they just brought it back.
Ooh, Holo Heroes. Oh, I'm excited for these.
Some more shuffling. Yeah. So, guys, the post is on GoGTS Live's X account right now. So, go ahead and repost it and make sure you're following us to have a chance to win the hits.
All one of my favorite designs in all of trading cards. All right, we've got Austin Eckler, Kyler Murray, rookie CJ Stroud.
It's a good one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, can't go wrong there.
Yep.
And our first acetate card, little Kondre Miller Mystique.
All right.
Yep.
Pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. I bet that looks good in hand. Oop.
Number to 50, Micah Hyde.
Hey, Iowa.
All right.
Superlatives. Micah Hyde auto.
Nice.
Ooh.
Stephon Diggs.
He may be getting traded soon.
Harrison Butker.
Love the kicker.
Yeah.
Love the kicker cards. It seems like they always give it to him, though.
Yeah, well, he's like one of the best. So
I guess. And they do. I want more Young Hui Koo. I always get punters, him in fantasy, and he's awesome.
Put some punters in there.
Put some punters in there, is right.
Points.
Oh, points.
Yeah. You know.
W. Carter 69. I'm pretty sure that Micah was numbered, right? That Micah Hyde.
Yeah, it was numbered to
25 or 50 for some reason.
No, 50.
Yeah, okay.
And then more acetate yumminess. Yeah. King of Cards, Nick Bosa.
Oh, those are fun. Yeah, those are.
Yeah, they're neat.
Yeah.
He's popular with the women, Rob.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Women love him.
Oh, and there's different colored parallels then of the King of Cards, because on the sell sheet it's a green color match of Jalen Hurts.
Mm.
And I think that one was just white. It didn't have a red.
Yeah. Maybe that's just the base one.
Yeah. So base is just white.
Yeah.
Will Levis rookie.
Cool. Two QB rookie cards. Hey, a third. That's and our guy.
Hooker.
Yeah. He was cool.
Yep. We root for him. Great kid.
Chris Olave.
Nice.
Somebody else you guys interacted with. Another rookie.
Jackson Smith. Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always Blue remember.
Parallel, number to 149.
I always remember he said that he's going to be legendary. So,
rooting for him. Yep.
Waiting.
Hey.
Justin Jefferson is amazing.
He is. Yeah, he really is. Are they going to sign him, James?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. That's the big thing.
Yeah. I guess I hope so, but I mean...
Lots of rumors out there.
If they can get three first-round draft picks for him, maybe.
Yeah.
Lots of rookie quarterbacks.
Hey. Nice.
This guy's pretty good. Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
He is good.
Got to stay healthy full season.
That's a
big issue. They got to protect him. That's what they got to do.
Quentin Johnson, rookie.
Yeah, he was at the rookie premiere.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He had a nice little season.
He did.
King of Cards, Aaron Rodgers.
Who on the Jets? That's good. Good picks of them, too, with the hat.
Yeah.
Can you show it without the backer or the on the back?
Oh, you want the backer?
No, without it. I just want to see.
I didn't show it with the backer.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's.
Yep.
Those are sharp. Yeah. Those are sharp.
Really cool.
I like how those look.
We have a rookie auto jersey card of one Josh Downs.
Okay.
For the Indianapolis Colts.
Nice.
Josh Downs.
Nice. Yeah, he did stuff, right? He wasn't a zero. I guess I'd heard the name, but he did stuff. He
had some talent. Yeah, he has some talent.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah.
He has some upside.
We got a boom. Yep.
Desmond Ridder. Jonathan Taylor. Dallas
Goddard.
Mm-hmm. Parallel number to $4.99, Debo Samuel.
All right. It's a good one. Ooh. Good player.
Bronze.
And this time we got a King of Cards parallel number to $3.99 for Chris's.
Oh, Hurts. Yeah, that's a good one. I just hope he has a good season coming up this year. But $3.99, all right.
The pink looks a little weird.
Yeah, it feels green.
That color
better,
works with it. Yeah, right.
Well, celebrate. You know, could be.
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
Mother's Day or something.
Yeah. You're right.
Right. CD Lamb. Dalton Kincaid.
A lot of rookies.
Yeah.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Funkadelic Drew Pearson.
That's fun.
Oh, wow. All right. That's an old school.
Old school.
Yeah.
And then you like this one, Chris.
Okay. Let's see what we got.
Oh, hey. Daniel and Jalen.
Yeah.
Dual jersey. Deja vu.
That is a boom.
Jersey.
That is fun.
Wow. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Chris would probably trade somebody for
that. I would trade someone for that. I love Randall Cunningham and Jalen Hurts. Yeah. That's a fun one.
Yeah.
All right.
That is a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't wait to show it to you.
Randall's my guy. I love Randall Cunningham. He was great. The ultimate weapon.
Joe Mixon. Justin Herbert. Clayton Toon. So what the heck is a trophy parallel? Like, should it be this hard?
It's a parallel.
Paid attention to that.
Is it just
a shine to it or something? I have
stunning assortment of trophy collection parallels.
Ooh, CJ Stroud.
Hey,
Jumbo Instant Impact.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's some patch material there. That's cool.
Beauty.
And TJ Watt, number to $3.99, I think. Yes. King of Cards.
Yeah. Amazing. We could have the Watt brothers in some years ahead of us going into the Hall of Fame. Both really good.
Dak Prescott. Tua Tagovailoa.
So maybe that right now, that's not a trophy collection, that's numbered.
$4.99. Joe Mixon. Michael Wilson Jumbo Instant Impact. Hard to tell there.
Aaron Rodgers.
Amazing.
So according to this, we should have 5 trophy collection cards. But
so yeah, I just was hoping it would jump out at me.
Yeah.
Aiden Hutchinson. Derek Carr. Jamar Chase. Whoa, that's funky.
That might be
$2.99.
Okay.
Mike Gesicki.
Nice. Yeah, that's a cool card.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Is any parallel a trophy collection parallel?
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. Are they all?
Yeah.
Kenneth Walker Illusions Acetate.
That's cool.
They, It says 5 numbered trophy collection parallels. So
that must be because.
So I guess all the numbered ones, I guess, are trophy collection, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense now.
Okay.
We're learning on the fly.
Yeah.
That Gusecki was cool. I liked the.
Yeah, it was very psychedelic.
Yeah.
Tank Dell.
I feel like that was the most noticeable one.
Yes.
Yeah. Of any, yeah.
DeAndre Swift.
He's a Bear now.
Oh, yeah. They've made some moves.
They did.
Bears, yeah.
Tyreek Hill.
He's been in the news for some bad things.
Ooh, they shouldn't have given up on Justin Field, though.
No, not for what they gave up. I mean, that's
Clayton Tune, numbered to 199. Ooh. Another rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
And Mystique, Anthony Richardson.
Hey, there you go.
Yep.
I like rookie, rookie acetate insert.
At least we didn't get an auto of him.
Now,
AR. Yeah.
They're asking to see the Josh Downs again.
Oh,
the rookie patch auto.
Okay.
Was it
numbered
399? 399. There it is. Okay, yeah. Because I didn't see it at first either. It kind of blends in with the card. And then, yeah,
oh, it really does.
Yeah. More so.
So what's interesting, we're supposed to get... It was 3 autos and 2 memorabilia, and we got 2 autos, 3 memorabilia, and the points card. So I see what we did there.
Okay.
Yeah. What I'm going to do, we got 5 winners here.
Okay.
So the Micah Hyde,
uh-huh.
The Josh Downs.
Uh-huh.
The Michael Wilson,
uh-huh.
The CJ Stroud, and the Eagles duel. And then what I'll do is I'll go back through here and I'll pull.
So you're going to do, okay, so these are all separate prizes?
Yeah, those are all those cards there are 5 winners. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure each one of those gets 1. I think I have enough for a numbered card for each. And I'll throw an acetate card on there as well.
And the Cardinal there is Michael, what was his last name? I'm sorry.
Wilson.
Michael Wilson.
Yeah, I think I can definitely do a base parallel. And an acetate for sure. Yeah. Okay, so I got those 5. And all the acetate sorted out. And 2 people will find... the King of Card pinks in their stack.
Nice.
Okay, so.
So you're going to divide up some goodness between the.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I figured that'd be a good way to do it.
Yep.
And I'll throw in the points for good measure. Okay. And that's going to do it for our box break segment for this evening. Thank you to Upper Deck and Panini America. All right. We do not have a video segment interluge this evening, but if you would do me a favor, update that poll question, please.
Oh, sure. Let me get to that. Let's see here. One moment.
No problem.
Alrighty, guys. So we have 129 votes currently, 41 minutes. So if you haven't weighed in, please chime in on the poll. And the poll was, has the recent hype of card releases for Caitlin Clark, the Cavender Twins, and Angel Reese increased your interest in the women's NCAA tournament? We had yes, and we had Bo. Well, it meant no. But currently, Rob, 64.3% say Bo or no, and then 35.7% say yes. So a little bit of change, not too much, but still Bo or no leading the way.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yep.
And up to 129, about 40 minutes left. Still time to weigh in. If you haven't done so already, please do so. All right, next up. So we took a look at one new release in Parkhurst Champions. We have a handful of others to tell you about in Hot in the Shop, and we're going to kick it off with back-to-back football products from Panini America, starting with limited NFL football cards. Limited NFL football is going to give you a rookie patch autograph, an additional autograph, one memorabilia card, a base parallel, plus a limited tribute or limited exposure insert card. The collecting legend that is limited football returns for the 2023 season with a loaded content mix of classic designs, dynamic autograph and memorabilia offerings, and a rich assortment of those booklet cards that we all know and love. Limited's got a pretty robust 244 card base set broken down to 100 veterans, 42 rookie patch autographs, making them true rookies, 42 rookie patch auto jumbos, and 60 rookie autographs. So rookies are the theme here. Limited boasts a bevy of big-time booklet cards, inclusions such as draft day signatures, limited rookie quad signatures, and more. Also look for on-card autographs and limited gamers with game-dated, game-worn memorabilia cards, which is pretty cool. The checklist is up on GoGTS.net in stores and breakers this week.
All right, 2023 Panini Zenith NFL football cards delivers one patch autograph card, one additional autograph card, plus one base card, two inserts, and one rookie card in every box. The unique Zenith football franchise returns for the 2023 season with a distinctly Zenith look and feel, featuring the brand's popular designs and inserts that have collectors covered from A to Z. Find chase-worthy RPAs featuring autographs in either 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 pieces of memorabilia numbered from $2.99 all the way down to, well, 1. Chase an excitement ensemble of autograph and autograph memorabilia cards from the NFL's top stars and brightest rookies. Look for a zesty array of inserts that is undeniably Zenith, including the fabled Z team, as well as the Z stars, zeal of approval, and so much more. The iconic hobby exclusive Epics Play game season inserts returns with orange, purple, and emerald versions. Also, it is a 200 card base set, which is not bad. It has 100 rookies. And also look for artist proof parallels in silver, gold, emerald, and platinum. The checklist is up on the GoGTS.net website. Check it out this week, Zenith NFL football.
Nice. All right, we got an all-new debut release from Leaf. Legends gets the metal treatment in 2024 Leaf Metal Hockey Legends with three autograph cards in every box, with each card numbered to 10 or less. Collect the NHL's Hall of Famers and Legends. Additionally, every case will have 2 to 3 multi-sign cards. There's 20 boxes in a case, 3 cards in a box. So one in roughly every 7 to 9 boxes, roughly, you'll have a multi-card. So loaded. Joe Sakic, Bobby Hall, Gordie Howe, Dominic Hasek, Jaromir Jagr, Eric Lindros, Messier, Martin Brodeur, Mario Lemieux, tons of theme sets like retired numbers, artistic ink, polar pairings, Iceman, exotic trios, and more. Checklist is up on GoGTS.net.
2023 Wild Card Wild Chrome Pro Look Football Edition delivers 6 autograph cards in every box, introducing the latest innovation from Wild Card. Each card is encased, numbered to 25 or less, and packaged in color foil wrappers. This new edition features updated parallels with Wild Marble, that's cool, Wild Light, and introduces the exciting new case hit, Super Fractual. That's nice. It's a limited production, find all major NFL rookies and NIL players. Spotlights current NFL stars like Brock Purdy, Deebo Samuel, and Hall of Famers Eric Dickerson and Lawrence Taylor. Collect 5 card designs and look for 8 color parallels of each design. Chase the exciting case hit Super Fractual, as I mentioned. No checklist. Nope, the checklist is up on GoGTS.net. It's right there in the sell sheet. But check it out this week. Wild Chrome. Looks like a really cool product from Wildcard.
All right. Next up, we have a memorabilia offering from TriStar. Hidden Treasures Autograph Football's Logo Edition. One autograph football in every box. Look for inscribed and multi-signed footballs from some of the biggest stars in football, past, present, and future. One note from the manufacturer saying that while TriStar has done autograph footballs, please note this product will be logo and replica footballs versus authentic and at a much better price point. 4 boxes, 1 autograph football per box. Case contents, you're going to get 2 Hall of Famers, 1 current player, and 1 football favorite. And because he's not in the hall yet and not a current player, one of those fan favorites, I would imagine, could be a Tom Brady. In that category as well would be Drew Brees, Frank Gore, and more. Current players, Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, Joe Bauer, and many more. All autographs authenticated by TriStar, PSA Fanatics, JSA, or BAS. Enjoy that one.
Yeah. 2023 Fake Pin Cyber Cell Cyberpunk Edge Runners Anime Trading Cards delivers 1 super rare foil Cyber Cell card and 1 XL Cyber Cell numbered card in every box. From Fake Pin comes a new spin on anime trading cards, Cyber Cells, a translucent animated art cell with a character themed border and backdrop. Officially licensed anime art cards that are both a booklet card and trading card. The booklet can even stay open to let the light shine through the art. That's really cool. 12 common Cybercell cards of top anime characters, 9 rare Cybercell cards featuring foil borders, 4 super rare Cybercell cards featuring holographic borders, 1 in every box, 1 hyper rare Cybercell card featuring holographic, gold foil, and glitter. Watch out for glitter because I can get it everywhere, but you know what? That's really cool though to have. 1 in every case. 1 ultra rare Cybercell card featuring holographic foil and glitter. I like it. Glitter's cool. Every box also includes 1 extra large oversized Cybercell numbered card as a box topper measuring 4.25x6. Limited production, really cool product this week from Figpin, Cybercell, Cyberpunk Edge Runners.
And that's a look at what's hot in the shop. And man, Chris, you are absolutely right about glitter.
Oh,
my,
yeah.
My girls are 18 and almost 16. And I think we're still getting it out of the rugs.
Oh, yeah. It's fun until you actually use it.
Oh, craziness, craziness. All right. So we're going to put Chris to work pulling a good chunk of winners tonight.
Yeah.
And while he's doing that, you guys are going to watch this. MLB's Carded stopped by PSA's New Jersey's office with Alex Giaimo, who sat down with Nat Turner. Watch this. We'll be back to announce tonight's winners and to wrap it up.
Hi everyone, I'm at the PSA grading facility here in Jersey City, joined by Collectors CEO, Mr. Nat Turner. Nat, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
No.
How did things get started here?
Yeah, it's been, let's see, since 1991, started as just trading cards, really because dealers back in the day were grading the cards themselves, it shows, a third party.
Hi everyone, I'm at the PSA grading facility here in Jersey City, joined by Collectors CEO, Mr. Nat Turner. Nat, it's so good to see you.
Yeah,
again.
Good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
No.
How did things get started here?
Yeah, it's been, let's see, since 1991, started as just trading cards, really because dealers back in the day were grading the cards themselves, it shows. A third party authenticator was needed, and PSA has grown to be the biggest division.
You've been a collector your entire life.
Yeah, brought some things. So these are not graded, ironically, but these are the first 2 cards I ever got. My dad gave me those. 1975 Topps, number 660, Hank Aaron. That's the next year's highlights card. It's probably worth $3, but that's what got it all started for me. So here's a Griffey. So there's 1989. That's his rookie card from Bowman, and that's actually the Tiffany version. So that's a PSA 10, so that's Jim Mint. It means the centering's perfect, the corners are perfect, the everything's perfect on it. So here's another modern card. So that's Mike Trout. In 1914, and then they did it in 1915 too, the Cracker Jack Company produced baseball cards.
These are art.
They really are. There's Nolan Ryan's.
My dad has a couple of these.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring them to you to get creative.
That's a 9. There's only 1 10 in the world.
One?
Yeah.
Now, why were these so hard to 10?
The centering from this way to that way is always tough. So there's a Mickey Mantle card.
There's our guy.
That's a 9. There is no 10 of that card.
Wow. All right, so we're gonna take a look at the grading process because I'm here, I have to do it. We need a card to grade though.
So. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I got a number card.
Ooh, nice.
Grissom.
Awesome, auto looks pretty good too. Corners look all right.
I love the photography.
Like, not gonna grade it yet, so we're gonna grade it.
I struggle with this a lot. Best way to protect your card?
The standard is to use, we call these penny sleeves. These are soft Mylar plastic. Mm-hmm. You always put the card in one of those first, regardless of what you put it in next. And then the next thing we prefer at PSA is something called a Card Saver 1. Mm-hmm. Kind of get your index finger to keep it open.
Okay.
You slide one corner in, and then you take your finger out, and then you just squeeze it so it allows the card to go in.
There it is.
And that card can't really move inside that holder. That's the right way to submit to any grading company.
Awesome.
I got your boy Grissom again.
There you go.
Chrome.
Is that a refractor?
It's the chrome version.
Going yard. There he is, Jordan.
It's a beautiful card.
There's two autos.
Yeah.
I believe in the box, so
we're gonna
hit one and let's see if you can find the other one.
All right, you got a serial numbered Cruz.
Abby Rushman.
If you find it, I'm gonna be so mad. No, I'm busy. Got it. There it is.
Who is it?
We got Zach Thompson. So we got about 5 or 6 cards worth grading, I think.
Let's do a recap of our hits, though. Let's start with the banger. Vaughn Grissom, rookie auto. Vaughn Grissom, chrome.
We got Zach Thompson. Hope he's watching. We got a Alvarez going yard parallel, unnumbered. We got O'Neill Cruz, Virtuosos of Velocity.
And that's numbered, right?
Numbered to 99. Mm. And then we got a Jackie Robinson Triumvirates insert card.
Love that.
Die cut.
I'm excited. You're going to give us a look at the process?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, we're here with Daniel. You're the pro. How do we get started here, man?
We go one at a time. We pull them out from the card holder, slowly pull them out of the sleeve. Take a look at the card first for corners. The lamps are specific for us to capture any dents, any print line scratches that we might miss with normal lights. Check for how it looks eye appeal wise. If the nameplate was shifted down, the logos were shifted too far to the edge, then I would dock for that. I do finagle the card against the light to check for any print line scratches.
So is it harder for you to grade when the cards come in, you know, right out of the gate?
In terms of newer cards, they are actually more crisp than the older ones. So they are easier to grade in that sense. The only problem is when it comes to centering, because if we're unsure of what the borders are, because they're new products.
Okay, so I'm going to show you a Vaughn Grissom, let's say 10 other submissions if you say that same card. Do you look at the grades that you gave to those other cards to compare mm-hmm. this one to, or no? So every mm-hmm. card comes in.
Grade the card in front of you.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
We do have software to make sure the card's real. We do have photos of every card that's ever been submitted, and we use millions of those photos to compare against new cards. And then now we do things like centering, so the software will say 50-50 top, bottom, front, back. The system can actually calculate mm-hmm. it for you.
There's another department called PSA DNA, and they check the condition of the auto. If the customer wanted both an auto grade and a grade on the card, then you would see double grades on the actual encasement.
And how do you grade an auto? Like, the player's signing it. What makes an auto good or bad?
A lot of times it's the boldness, just because the player's going really fast.
Nice.
Or towards the end of a print run, like if he's signing 100 cards, the last 10, maybe the Sharpie's running out.
Mm.
The other thing we see is if the mark goes off the side of the card, that also docks it.
All right, Daniel, it's all in your hands. All right?
All right,
we'll
cool.
see you when you're done.
All right, sounds good.
All right, it's the moment of truth. Got my cards back with their fancy grades. Let's check it out. Zach Thompson, auto. All right, it's a 9. O'Neill Cruz, another 9. Jordan Alvarez, going yard, 10. Woo! Jackie Robinson, better be, yes. Only a 10 for Jackie. Adley and Gunner, 9 on the Adley, and a 9 on the Gunner. A 9 on the Vaughn Grissom auto. Out of 50, that is a nice pull, people. And a 10 out of the chrome. That's pretty sick right there. Thank you so much, PSA. Nat Turner, you guys are the best. I had so much fun.
Of course, all her cards got nines and tens. Right?
I'm surprised they got those, the way he was handling some of them. That Jordan that got a 10. He was just all up in there, kind of getting around the corner. I'm surprised they all got 10s.
Unmute our boy over there.
Whoops, my bad.
Oh, you couldn't hear me. I was just speaking.
No.
Okay. But you think they're going to give her anything lower than a 9?
No.
No. No, not with her in person there. Maybe she put them through the mail, but if she's right there, they're going to be nice. Give her 9s.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of comments about glove wearing. Mm-hmm. I think what they do, and I can't be sure, I would think that with cards that are of clay stock, they would wear gloves so that the card doesn't absorb any oils. I would imagine other cards, near newer, shinier, glossier cards, they get a wipe down before they're slabbed, is what I would imagine, with a nice micro fine cloth. But I think they should all, yeah, I was kind of surprised. I would think that graders should all wear gloves.
They should. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Who knows how they get probably overwhelmed with so many cards to grade, and you would think that they would have to.
And that's why a lot of companies don't like to show you how the sausage is made, because you'll have guys like, you know, Opa Klingon style go, oh man, they really hurt themselves with that video.
Sure. Well,
so, all right. Well, we got some winners to announce, Chris.
We do. We have a lot of winners here, Rob. And again, guys, thank you for joining us tonight. It's always nice to have you guys with us. And this is the time of night that you look forward to, where you could win some prizes. But Rob did entertain us with some pronunciation, so you got to give it up for him. He did a good job, really good job. But if you guys do win tonight, to claim your prize, at the email the show, gogtslive@gogts.net. Your full name, your X handle, your mailing address, and of course, what you may win this evening. So let's get to it. We have three boxes tonight, and we'll start with 2022-23 Parkhurst Champions. And we have four winners from Parkhurst Champions. And we will start with the two little fun lots that Rob is going to put together for two lucky winners. And fun lot winner number one, at Beans B Card Blog. Congrats. And fun lot number two, at Big Mac 016. Congratulations there, guys. And we also had a gold rainbow rookie lot that we pulled. And the winner of that is at The Real Neil 231. And then a Mitch Marner jersey lot. And the winner of that is at Wrecking Crew WI. Congratulations, guys. Thank you again for watching this evening. 2023-24 Dunruss Elite NBA Basketball. We had three winners from this, and we will start with the shiny lot that Rob is going to put together for one lucky winner, and that winner is at Reader 9712. Congrats. And we have the Boban Auto, which is always a fun card. I mean, you get a Boban Auto, that's really cool. And the winner is at Skull Gottberg. Congratulations. And then we have the Azar Thompson autographed card. And the winner is at Chris Harris Wins. Congratulations there, guys. All right, moving on over to 2023 Panini Illusions NFL Football. And we had five winners from this. And also Rob is going to divide some goodness between the five winners as well. But we will start with the Michael Wilson memorabilia card. And the winner is at Astros Fan 78. Congratulations. Next up, we have the Jalen Hurts and Randall Cunningham memorabilia card. And the winner is at Ferg 209. Congratulations. Next up, we have the CJ Stroud memorabilia card. And the winner is at Orange Goat 2001. Congratulations. Next up, we have the Micah Hyde autograph. And the winner of that is at FoxBull330. Congratulations. And last but not least, we have the Josh Downs memorabilia autograph card. And that goes to at Nay Kelly Collects. Congratulations there, guys. And again, Rob is going to divide some goodness between the five winners. And to claim your prize, once again, email the show, gogtslive@gogts.net. Please include your full name, your X handle, your mailing address, and of course, what you won this evening.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris.
Sure.
Thank you, James, as usual. And thank you all for tuning in and watching. We are going to take off next week, but we will be back the week after that. So we'll see you in a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, you know what to be doing. Always be collecting. Have a good one, everybody. Good night.